Welcome to Postcast, a resilient and gritty Utah Jazz fight to the end, but the world champions are the world champs and just really too good. The Warriors beat the Jazz. We'll talk about it coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 6200 South and 20th East. How many times can I go there over an All-Star break where I'm going to be in town most of the time? That's a lot of mudslide cookies if I get a lot of skiing in.
Every other day, I think, would be probably just about
right. I seem every time I go up the canyon to go skiing to end up there. So anytime I can go skiing in a Cottonwood Canyon, I go. All right. So the Jazz get hit early in this game. They fall behind 25-14. Rubio turns it over two times early. Air balls a three, I think. Maybe nick the rim. Really tough start for him. The Jazz are discombobulated. They can't get their offense rolling. The Warriors' defense, to me, looked like it did when it was the 70-win Warrior team, and the Jazz didn't fold. I thought that was a great sign of where this team is, the way they reacted to that adversity earlier.
I totally agree with you, and looking at it maybe just a little bit different, and well, not different, but putting it a little different, if you understand what I mean. The Jazz have a knack and a way of figuring it out, and maybe that's what happened there in that second and third quarter. The fact that they weren't turning the ball over, and then Neto comes in and he's able to break the defense down, get to the paint. Jazz start to knock down some threes, and all of a sudden, it's a different ball game. Now, talking to Jim Barnett, the question to me is, why do the Jazz play the Golden State Warriors so well? I mean, they're concerned about the Jazz, just like the Jazz or any other team is concerned about the Golden State Warriors.
Well, they would love to see us in the second round of the playoffs because it means they're not seeing the Rockets, frankly, and they're really concerned about the Rockets and, in their mind, officiating with the Rockets. They are worn out by the Rockets, I'll tell you what, because while you were talking to Jim Barnett, I was talking to Bob Fitzgerald, and I said nice things about James Harden, and evidently that's not allowed in this building. But from a Jazz standpoint, you mentioned it. How will Neto really seem to change the feel of this game?
Yeah, his pace and his ability to break the defense down, he was beating Steph Curry off the dribble, getting into the paint, and making some things happen. And that's whenever the Jazz can do that, whenever they can break the paint and get those good open looks, things start to change. Royce O'Neal comes in, he gets those good looks, and he knocks down some threes. The Warriors just never put the Jazz away, even when they had a chance to early in the ballgame. I think the biggest lead was, what, for them, seven?
Jazz led by seven in the fourth. Warriors led by 11 at the end of one. Then the Warriors went back up 11 in the fourth with the largest leads. Jazz scoring 70 points between the second and third quarters of this game.
Yeah, and that all started when Neto was able to come into the ball game, and that's when the Jazz did most of their damage, knocking down threes. And all of a sudden, Derek Favors is rolling, getting to the basket, and Rudy is rolling, and he's getting some of those dunks and those high-percentage shots. So, again, breaking the paint is always a key to the success of the Jazz.
The Jazz battled in this game, and the Jazz did some things to them, but we got to tip our hats a little bit to, like, I think we saw, which I think is really good for the Jazz, like, what a championship team is. And the Jazz had the 7-point lead. Draymond Green had a 3-minute sequence where he created a pick for Thompson for three, hit Thompson on a backdoor, blocked a shot, made three incredible defensive plays. Then Curry comes back in the game. Curry has a sequence of about 90 seconds where he hits back-to-back threes and a two. And that and Durant really then was just this solid, like, Durant's getting 28 points. And he hit an incredible three and a turnaround jumper. And it's just too much. And that, it was fairly awe-inspiring, frankly.
Well, the makeup of this team definitely demonstrates that this is a championship basketball team. They don't struggle that often and for that long. So you have to play one of your best basketball games in order to beat them. If you don't, and if you don't, this is what you end up with. Because this is probably as great of a shooting team, and their defense, I think, is underrated. I think their perimeter defense early in the ballgame just took the Jazz right out of everything.
It was great. Yeah. On the other end, the Jazz, and maybe the reason the Jazz match up so well against the Warriors is their head coach and their level of preparation, that they're really attacking the Warriors every game like they would in a playoff game, because they just went at DeMarcus Cousins time and time and time again.
And this is what I said to Jim Barnett, is that I think our prep and our game plan really helps the Jazz stay in the ball games against the Golden State Warriors. And I don't think the Golden State Warriors have blown the Jazz off the floor in quite some time. All three games this year have been very, very close and very, very competitive.
You know, it's interesting, I think, that the Jazz will be very frustrated by the fact that they allowed 41 three-point shots and that Curry got 14 tonight. He's averaging 11. But that's really a large part of their plan, is to not allow those threes. And this was, in one sense, a breakthrough for the Warriors against the Jazz, that they got 41 three attempts.
And they were also really concerned about transition points and giving up transition, even after made shots. And a lot of those threes that you just mentioned come in transition. I mean, it was early. Quick, so Durant comes down and he takes a 30-footer, and I know the clock was running down, but boy, I mean, who has that kind of confidence that they can do that, you know, at that time of a ball game?
Great outing again by Royce O'Neal, playing a little bit of the four, playing a little bit of the three, really becoming a valuable piece in 28 minutes tonight, 13 points, four rebounds. He's had major improvement, and he goes and hits three out of four from three.
Yeah, his confidence level is definitely very, very high. I asked him this morning, how does he enjoy, did he like playing the four? And he says, yeah, I like it. I'll play that, you know, just all nonchalant. Doesn't matter where I play, long as I'm on the floor.
Well, the Jazz fall to the Golden State Warriors, where they put up a great fight. They go to the break in position to make a run for the fourth spot in the final stretch of the season, and we'll be there with you on that ride. On behalf of Ron, I'm David. Postcast will be about another week till we go Friday to Oklahoma City and see what they're like right after the break. And then we'll be back with you on that next Saturday, playing at home, I believe, against Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. So get your tickets for that. Jazz fall tonight to the world champion Golden State Warriors for what might have been the final game ever for the Jazz in Oracle Arena. Have a good night.